This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James and Noel Clark on FUBAR Radio.
Afternoon.
Yo.
Everybody.
Yo.
It's Back Row and Chill.
It's Back Row and Chill. Clarkie and Johanna James, the king is back.
And the queen. Can I be queen now? I've done this.
You're always the queen.
Oh, perfect. Yes. Great.
Just because I'm king doesn't mean you can't be queen. And you may have not noticed this, but I'm a man and you're a woman.
No.
Yeah, so therefore you can consistently be queen, whether
perfect.
I'm here or not. Whether the king is here or not, you can always be the queen.
You are
the queen.
You know, the queen, they're always really in charge, aren't they? The queen.
Yeah, because you guys have the goodies. You have the crown jewels that the king
wants. We got the jewels!
That the king always wants, so really, you're kind of always in charge.
So, and in chess as well, like, the queen's more powerful. Queen protects the king.
Yeah.
And can move anywhere she wants on the board.
Mate, as long as I get the goodies, she can do what she likes. That's how I roll.
That's that. Oh,
yeah. Also, guys, I don't know what you guys have, who's been fucking around. My chair is still messing with me. Like, you guys might be listen to the show now. I have a consistent battle with this chair who tries to disrespect me every week, and he's beginning to try it again. So let's hope it doesn't happen.
What he doesn't know is every week I come in and fuck the chair up.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. We've got a packed show today.
We do.
Back Row and Chill. We've got entertainment news. We've got some guests coming in. Hayden Hades, who's a writer, comedian and director.
Fantastic.
We've got Brian Tyree Henry. We're going to be getting
Paper
on a call
Boy.
With him. Yeah, Paperboy in the new FX show from Show Atlanta. He's going to be on the phone
by
with
Donald
us.
Donald Glover.
We've got Lucy Patterson coming in for more film reviews.
Fantastic.
Top trailers to show you. I did an interview with Aaron Taylor Johnson, who's, some people know him as Quicksilver. From
yes.
the Marvel movies. Some people know him as Nowhere, John Lennon.
As Nowhere Boy.
Nowhere Boy.
Or... Kick-Ass.
Or in Kick-Ass. He's the Kick-Ass kid.
He is Kick-Ass, yeah.
So I met him this week, and had an interview with him about his new film.
Great, sounds amazing.
Nocturnal Animals. So we've got a full show.
Sounds like he's a wonderfully friendly young man.
He was marvellously unfriendly. Such a disappointment. You know when you want to meet your idol and you kind of... you picture them being a certain way, or you kind of picture it.
Yeah, this happened to me.
And because you only ever really see them when they're in a film and you don't actually know who the hell they are. Yeah. And it was so weird seeing him in real life because he was just so boring and so dull. And
wow, well, it happens, man. It's happened to me before.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, it's happened to me before.
You've met your idol.
I met Samuel L. Jackson, who was someone I loved and respected. And I was like, I'm a big fan. He said, that's like a kid saying they like ice cream.
Oh, that's so... What a burn.
That's what
he said. Oh my God, how did you come back from that?
Nothing. I just didn't say anything. I was like, fuck you. In my head, I was like, all right, cool.
Cool.
That's how we're going to roll, yeah? I'm never going to have your money. I'm never going to be as famous as you. I'm never going to be in all the things you've done. But I'm not going to be treating no one like that.
No. I mean, I think you're quite good because I've seen you meet a lot of... Whenever we're out and about, there's always people being like, that's hey, right. Ain't you the guy? And you always know you have a photo. Even if you're in the middle of something, you'll have a photo. Yeah. You'll say, oh, thank
you
very much.
We've been out. Because, you know, people who don't know, we don't randomly have a show, we know each other. And we've been out loads of times in many, many places with big, big crowds. And, I mean, you've seen me, known me for years. And, yeah, I think, like, whenever someone stops you or whatever says you're a fan, I always try and be as polite as possible.
No, it's a good attitude to have. I think when people... I don't believe anyone's above anyone else, really. Even you can have respect for people's craft, but there's no reason to do that, Samuel L. Jackson, and be a douche. What a douche. Aaron Johnson, he was disappointing in real life, but he was not disappointing in the film. In Nocturnal Animals, the new Tom Ford film, he was incredible.
And it's weird, because I know Aaron a little bit, and I quite like him. I wanted him to get, like, awards years ago and stuff like that. I know him, so it's weird that he behaved like that. Maybe he's having a bad day, but it's still no excuse, is it?
He's a great actor. I think I was just trying to be, you know what I'm like when I'm interviewing people, I can be a little bit of a dick as well, and I was trying to get something really funny from him, and he wasn't playing ball with me, so I ended up looking like a bigger dick. But you'll hear that later on the show. I'm going to play my interview, whatever happened. You guys can make up your own
mind.
That's
how we roll on this show.
That's how we roll. We would like to hear from you, what you're up to, what you're watching at the moment, what you think is good, what you think is shit. So email in, you can contact us and we will shout you out. If you email in, we'll shout you out.
Yeah, tell me what films you're seeing, what TV shows you're watching, what is absolute crap and what's great.
Yeah, what are you like? Who are your idols that you'd like to meet, or have you ever met someone and been disappointed?
Don't be scared to say me either, you can.
You can, yeah. Some people are very disappointed. How, you know,
how wonderfully polite I am when they
wonderfully mean. Polite and
whose phone is that? That's my phone.
That's your phone.
I'm allowed to have my damn phone. It's my show. I'm your show.
So if you want to contact us, it's chill@foobarradio.com, or you can tweet us @foobarradio as well. We're on the Twitter. Are you on Twitter much?
Me, yeah.
Do you tweet?
I tweet about 4 times today.
You're a regular tweeter.
Yeah, because I did a thing yesterday for a job coming up and I had to do a face cast, so I sat there for 40 minutes and I'd done it on a time lapse.
I saw that. So you had your face completely
cast
schmushed in plaster?
Yeah,
or?
2 levels of plaster and then a thing.
But how do you breathe? Do they leave?
You breathe through your nostrils. They just give you 2 little holes for your nose and you breathe through your nose.
I would genuinely have a panic attack.
You can't be claustrophobic.
I'm a bit claustrophobic, so I would try my hardest.
Yeah, you guys should go to my Twitter or Instagram, Noel Clark, @Noel Clark, right now and have a look at that, actually. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I saw a bit of it, and you've time-lapsed, because how long were you in there?
40 minutes, but it's down to 29 seconds.
Why were they casting your face?
It's for a job, I can't tell you, man.
Mystery.
It's for a job. It's wrong, man.
I lied once.
What do you think I'm doing when I'm not here? Do you think I just take days off my own radio show with Johanna James? No, I'm working.
I thought you were just prepping the show every week. That's what you
do. That's your job.
That's my job. But I lied in an audition. They were like, "Are you claustrophobic? Because you're going to have to go into a spacesuit."
You don't know.
And I was like, "Am I claustrophobic? No." And then it wasn't. It wasn't until I got on set that I wasn't handling it that well. And they're like, "You're a bit claustrophobic, aren't you?" I'm like, maybe just a little bit.
But actors always do that. How many times?
You have to lie.
Can you ride horses? Yeah.
Of course.
Can you swim with sharks? Me? Yeah.
The same audition. I mean, I lied basically the whole way through. They were like, "Do you know any martial arts?" And I was like,
"Yeah,
do I know martial arts?"
Man, I'm Karate Kid 5. Right?
I literally had to Google I had to YouTube like martial arts moves and try to pretend that
no,
I didn't do them.
No, that's terrible.
But to be fair, I got it. I got through, but I winged it. That was called like winging life.
Wing Chu, yeah.
It was a Wing Chu.
Great.
Wing Chu. I'm going to go back to my song choices for the week that you're probably going to like.
I will save you.
So the first song that we did was from the new movie Trolls.
That was a good song. I've seen Trolls
too. I like it. Did you like it, the film?
Yes, it's a good. It's a, obviously it's a kids' film.
It's an anime, but some animations film. they can raise the bar. There's like a subliminal adult level.
Yeah, it wasn't too much of that, but it definitely was a good film. You know, and I'm sure they'll be selling loads of merchandise. So you know.
Yeah, I mean,
what's Trolls? Anyone else seen Trolls?
Trying to bring the Trolls back. Well, I've been listening to the album this week, and that was my favorite song from it. Have you seen the movie Sing Street?
No.
Because that's a brilliant, like, out of almost nowhere, random Irish hit. It's about this like group of kids in the 80s in Ireland who they're trying to impress this girl. Well, one of the main guys trying to impress the girl. So they make a band, and they're trying to make a music video on like the first ever VHS thing. And they all just have these big dreams of going to London. Everyone in Ireland at the time wanted to go to London and find their fortune. It's just a really good little independent film.
I feel like I've heard of that. Who's in that?
Sing Street. There's loads of unknown kids.
Is it out now?
Yeah, it came out in the cinema earlier this year. But the soundtrack's great. Everything about the film is just like, it's just dead on. So this is the...
What the hell is that noise? So a school?
I can hear a school too. That's bizarre.
Someone boil the kettle for me. We're going to throw that boiling water on those children.
I can hear like the ghosts of children just dancing. I've never heard that before.
Let's throw boiling water on those kids down
there. That's weird. They're following us. So this is a song called Riddle of the Model, and it's by Sing Street. It's, yeah, from the young guys from Sing Street. This is Bat Road.
Great. Wasn't too bad.
Well, for these young Irish kids in the 80s, I love a bit of 80s.
That wasn't too bad. Good. I mean, I still promise you guys that when I can be bothered, I will come up with a better playlist and save you from Johanna James's terrible music choices.
I take time and effort, and I look through.
You do.
CDs and CDs of stuff.
All right, you guys need to email in. You need to email in at whatever.
chill@foobarradio.com.
Yeah, and tell me if you like Johanna's music choices, because I feel like the world is dying.
Support
I feel
me,
like
guys.
Donald Trump would not have gotten power had I not let Johanna James play these songs.
Do you think it's all down to me and my music choices?
Yeah. Yeah,
I do. It's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah, it's the butterfly effect, yeah.
So that, I mean, we have to just probably touch on Trump. You
well, Trump would touch on you if he was here.
Oh, good, he would, wouldn't he?
He would. So how would he greet you?
He would just grab by the JJ.
The JJ. You can say the word on our show.
Pussy.
Yeah, he would grab you. Donald Trump, that's how he rolls.
Oh, I mean, I was so sad. I had this weird, like, premonition feeling before the week. People were saying, oh, it's a joke, he'll never get in, he'll never get in, joke. And I was like, you know what? The world is just such that... It is dramatic and shit stuff happens, and I just feel like the entertainment gods are going to be like, ah, world!
Yeah, there's a lot of bigotry and stuff like that, and a lot of crazy stuff.
So I was surprised, but also unsurprised at the same time. Just very, it's very sad. He's such a douche. So
that's a horrible word.
Douche. And I was looking forward to there being like the first woman president. I was like, whoa, you did first black president, then do first woman president, then first child president. You know, they were working their way down.
You could have had a horse like next
yeah
time.
Exactly, like the first,
like the first horse that's president
president after. Raccoon or whatever, like
yeah,
we
Rocket
could go.
Raccoon, can you imagine? That'd be awesome.
So yeah, I was quite sad about the Trumpage, but hopefully it's not going to be, you know, the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. It's just
yet.
4 years of yet. Crap.
Hopefully it's not going to affect our film shit too much. So let's get on with what we do.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure
cool.
it'll come up at some point during the
well,
thing.
Entertainment news.
Entertainment news.
What's been going on?
Do we have a jingle for that?
We've
what do you guys do when I'm not here? Where's our jingle? Where's our entertainment news
we've
jingle?
We've got coming up, what's coming up, so.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
all right, hit me.
Yeah, what is coming up? So, we've got the Beauty and the Beast. They've dropped a teaser trailer online
yes.
last week. And
yes.
there's been lots of... Everyone has an opinion, because when you try and remake anything, everyone's like, love it, hate it, don't give a shit. So,
well, you know, the funny thing is, we talked about these remakes
a few weeks ago
when I was in. And we made a joke about The Lion King, and then like 2 days later they announced that they're doing the live action Lion King.
Live action.
How crazy is that?
The beauty, I really want to see it. I can't wait for it. I actually like all the actors who are in it. I'm a bit sore about the fact that it's Emma Watson playing Belle, because about...
Did you audition for it?
No, I didn't, but I literally wrote a script when I was about 16. I had an idea. I was like, well, can you imagine a live action film of Beauty and the Beast? But not so much a Disney one, more the original novel.
Yes.
La Belle, a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit. And I kind of like read the old novel, and I sort of wrote together a little script with my friend, and I thought, oh my God, that would be an amazing, glorious film.
I think Disney stole your script.
I think they did. And then when I found out Emma... I mean, she already stole Hermione off me, so as a young actress...
She did. Well, here's some interesting... Two bits of trivia from that film. Mm-hmm. One is I actually auditioned for that movie as well.
Did you? Were you
remember.
Cogsworth the clock?
No, I think I was the sexy candle. I forget his name now.
Lumiere.
No, I wasn't. I don't remember who I auditioned for. It might have been...
The Beast?
Yeah, it might have been The Beast. I don't actually remember, honestly. But I don't audition for that. Also, Luke Evans, who's one of the stars of the movie.
Yes, he plays Gaston.
He does play Gaston. He's absolutely tremendous actor. Mm. Recent news for those Luke Evans fans out there, he recently signed on to a film called 10x10, which is a really cool thriller that he's shooting next year, which happens to be written by me. How crazy is that?
What a crazy world!
What a crazy world!
And no, that is, I actually do like Luke Evans, because he started off in The Hobbit, well, not started off, but like he really kicked off from The Hobbit
and stuff like that. Yeah, he did a lot of theatre before that as well, and then really popped off.
Yeah,
he's brilliant.
And I watched the Dracula film of his recently, because it's on Netflix. I watched that the other day,
yeah.
And I just kind of got a bit more respect for him, so I was like,
yeah, he's great. So
he looks good as Gaston. He physically,
well, as we're mates, I'm sure you'll be on set. I'm sure you'll meet him.
I'm gonna have a little Spyro.
You're going to have a little Spyro. What's that?
Spyro with my little...
Oh, a little I thought that was like a secret code for something. A little moment.
I'll grab him by the pussy. But no.
great.
Good.
Hey, it's legal now, though. Trump says.
Yeah, it's a presidential...
Greeting,
isn't it?
So I think it's only fair for you girls to grab men by the...
Grab them. Grab
Except
them
back. They'll probably like it, though. That's the thing.
That's the only...
You'll have like 20 men trying to say hello to you in the street.
Kick them in the pussy. There we go. How do you like that? No, cool. So Beauty and the Beast, people are like, oh, I love it, I don't like it, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, Emma Watson refused to wear a corset. So in the other one, Lily James played Cinderella for the last Disney remake, and there was a bit of a hullabaloo because she wore a really, really tight corset, and they were like, is it CGI? Is she really skinny? Is she anorexic? And apparently Emma Watson pulled a massive like feminist thing and was like, oh, I'm not wearing a corset in this film. So they had to design all the costumes just without
the corset.
Without the corsets, which is weird because it's a historical film, so that's kind of annoying.
I mean, I'm kind of with Emma in terms of like, you know, why do we have to conform to, like, women have to be a certain shape and stuff like that? So I understand that she didn't want to wear it. I get that. If it was set in 2016.
Yeah, but it's set in, like, 18th century.
Set in, like, 1754.
Yeah.
Then wear the damn corset, man. Like, that's what happens.
It's part of the...
That's like the guy playing the Beast going, I don't want to wear the fur.
I'm not going to wear the... No, he's going to be clean shaven.
He's going to be clean shaven, have a metrosexual beard. It's 2016. I'm not going to wear
the fur. He's
going
to have a hipster tash. That's all.
They're like... Come on, dude.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a, I was kind of like, okay, well, cool, you stuck to your guns, but also like...
Maybe Emma's the type, you know, doesn't want you to like open doors for her and stuff like that. Like, don't get me wrong, I get it, anyone can open the doors, but there's like... There's like levels of sort of feminism where it becomes like, well, I'm just being polite. Let me open the door for you, whatever.
Well, I was a bit upset. Well, costume, I trained in costume before I did acting, and so I always love it. So I was a little bit like, oh, I was looking forward to the costumes and whatever. You don't want to wear a cool suit. Cool.
Look, I mean, I think she's a great actress regardless. So, like, you know, whatever she does in her personal thing, if she, you know, she doesn't want to wear a corset in real life. But I think if you're playing those sorts of roles and it's a set in that time,
part of the job.
Then maybe it's part of the job, man. Sometimes people become such big stars that they just start saying whatever they want.
And I
just found an iPhone. So here.
That's Fubar's iPhone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we got a Snapchat and that at the break.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay, I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah, just going to like, oh, this is a nice phone. Right, the other film that's coming up, which I thought was funny, I saw it, initially I saw the advert in the cinema. It's called Office Christmas Party.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston and like a lot of the top comedian royalty from America. So I thought that was good. So you should check that out online. And I've downloaded the trailer to play for you guys now. The premise really is that this company who's going, it's like a big banking company or in New York, and they're going under, and they've got one chance to impress this client and sign a deal. So they think that if they show him the best Christmas party of his life, they might sign the deal and whatever. But Jennifer,
sounds fun.
It's just silly, and it's like, yeah, it looks amazing. So let's play it, and then we can like see what's going on. Let's see if this works. Cool.
Ooh, somebody's getting fired.
Oh no, it's my sister.
You're having a Christmas party tonight?
Oh, it's not a Christmas party. It's a non-denominational holiday mixer. More inclusive.
Well, whatever you call it, it's not happening.
All right, it's canceled.
This branch is failing. I'm shutting you down.
You gotta give us a little bit of time to turn this around.
All right. If by some miracle you can close Walter Davis and his $14 million account, your jobs are safe.
Done. You'll see, you're gonna look so stupid.
Then we'll finally have something in common.
God damn it, he's so mean!
Guys, what if we show him the greatest time of his life at our Christmas party tonight? This is how we save everybody's job.
It's not the worst idea.
Walter, do you party?
I used to.
Do you party?
Yeah. Whatever
what's the wildest Christmas party you've ever been to?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't possibly tell you, man.
No, too much stuff.
No, too much shenanigans. Office. Too much shenanigans.
What about rap parties?
Oh man, I couldn't tell you that even.
That's all secretive.
Look, the thing about this film is like, sounds like one of those films that obviously is not going to be like, you know, an awards thing, but it sounds fun. It sounds like those parties that we all wish we could have, and those rap parties and Christmas parties that we all wish we could go to.
Yeah, everyone has the office party where they wish that they could just like get their boss drunk and tie them up.
The thing, everybody knows about, right, like we work in the entertainment business, so it's slightly different, but everybody knows about Christmas parties in offices. When these people have their offices and then the Christmas party comes, and then someone's thrown up in this place, someone's drunk over there, someone's getting bummed over the photocopying machine.
Yeah.
Like we all know this happens. I want you guys to tell me what you're looking forward to most about your Christmas parties.
Yeah. What's the wildest thing you've ever had done in a Christmas party? chill@foodbarready.com. Email us in, we'll shout you out.
That photocopying thing wasn't made up.
People do it. I photocopied my head. I didn't do the butt. I did my head.
Like, you didn't do your bum.
I shoved my head in, which apparently there was all those rumours that you could blinded and get cancer and stuff. But I like,
you're still here.
Me and my friends, like, we all squidged our faces in, and
that's awesome.
And that was
pretty boring to see your face all the time, but
it's a squidged up scanner face, so it was a little bit more cool. But that's, I want to go and see that. That's the type of Christmas movie I like a good kids Christmas animation.
Oh, you know what else is coming out though? Another Christmas movie that's coming out that I think will be Bad Santa
2.
Yeah. Because Bad Santa 1 was a fucking great movie.
Yeah. I love a Christmas movie. I wish you could watch them all year. My favourite Christmas movie ever is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Have you ever seen that?
No way, dude.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I have seen it, but
I watch it every year.
Every year?
Every year.
What about Home Alone?
And Home Alone as well. Oh, actually, that's a very good close second.
There you go. What about Miracle on 34th Street with that little girl that became Matilda and is now like a blogger or something?
Mara Wilson. Yeah. I have seen that one. It didn't catch me as a kid so much. It didn't catch me so much as a kid. I tend to go to Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, and then possibly Elf or The Grinch.
The Grinch, man. Jim Carrey.
I love The Grinch.
I think I'm going to show my kids Home Alone this year.
They've never seen?
No.
No. But you know that you're gonna get, you're gonna find like pieces of Lego everywhere.
Well, my 5-year-old is like that anyway. He's like that damn thing anyway. Like, I swear he sets booby traps for me every day. I'm pretty sure he does it.
The best bit of that film is when the guy's trying to stick his head through the door and he's got the gun and he's just like, hello. Yeah. I can like rewind that bit and rewind
it.
Yeah,
it's fine. It is a great movie.
Again and again and again. Right, the next thing that's coming out. So, and things coming out on Netflix. So,
oh, Netflix, how I love thee.
I love thee, Netflix. I just wish we had the American one. I hate that all that license.
You know what I've got?
If you got the American
one. We'll talk when the music's on.
Talk off her.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to be able to get it through my PlayStation, but
No, that's illegal. We don't do things like that. How dare you? I would never. We never do things like that, ever.
I think it's frowned upon rather than illegal. But so the a series of unfortunate events, which is
Lemony
coming
Snicket.
Out. Lemony Snicket. So there was the film, like, what, 10, 15 years ago, yeah. With Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Which didn't kind of go down. I think it, like, the people who love it, but it wasn't like a massively popular series. And apparently, I think the writer of the book wasn't quite happy with how it turned out.
Well, I wouldn't be either.
So he's gone on to produce properly alongside Netflix.
A series of unfortunate events.
A series, like, done again. And this time, Neil Patrick Harris is playing Count Olaf.
Great.
And they're going to make it true to the book's dark, apparently. This series is going to be darker. So it's not going to be as,
I mean,
as fluffy. I think it's going to be a proper...
How do you find Netflix? I love Netflix.
I mean,
like, it really
Netflix
is changing the business, but I do love them.
It's the only one that I pay to sign up to. I don't have Amazon. I don't have Now TV. I don't have any of the... I pay for Netflix. Happily.
I pay for Netflix as well. I pay for Netflix. Happily. I also do have Amazon Prime, but I let other people in the household pay for that.
Okay. Yeah. What are you kid?
No. Them dad, the 8-year-old should be paying rent. He's 8. He should be starting to pay rent soon.
He should earn in the Victorian times. He'd be out. He'd be like,
I've got a 5-year-old doing booby traps.
The
8-year-old doesn't even pay rent. I mean, what's this? What's going on?
It's chaos in your house. That sounds like Christmas, to be fair, though. But
and a 1-year-old who just says,
"Dah!" I love Netflix, and I'm really, I'm kind of excited to see this one because it looks again Neil Patrick Harris. I didn't even recognize. I had to Google who it was that was playing because his prosthetics were so good.
So good. That's what the face cast is for. Prosthetics. See.
Yeah. There
you go. So is that just starting to shoot? Or is that coming on soon?
No, that's done, and it's like I've seen the trailers, and I'm not sure exactly of the release.
Fantastic.
Date.
I'll have a look at that.
There's not a lot being released about it. I was trying to do my research, and
guys, if you've never read Lemony Snicket, so Lemony Snicket was going to be like a kind of pottery thing, you know, not magic, but it was going to be that sort of world. It never took off, but you guys should read some Lemony Snicket's books, A Series of Unfortunate Events. They're really good.
Oh, pretty good. So that's what's going on. Oh, what is also coming out? So coming out on DVD is Central Intelligence, which is the Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson comedy.
If you smell The Rock.
Yeah. And I went to see earlier in the year, I went to New York to see the screening and then interview both of the guys.
Wow.
And I actually really enjoyed the film. I was jet lagged off my tits. Like, it was hard to focus on the film.
Focus. I bet you focused when you saw The Rock, though, didn't you?
Well, yeah. Actually, the thing that was amazing about this film is that Kevin Hart normally plays the funny guy.
Yeah.
And the Rock plays the straight. And they completely reversed the roles. So in this one, Kevin Hart, it plays this straight kind of uptight accountant who's and the Rock plays the silly and he plays all the funny, and I give The Rock like 10 out of 10 for his comedy. He's got comedy bones, serious comedy bones.
He's always had that from wrestling days, I think.
But I didn't think it came across in his like kind of first string of films. He was like Scorpion King and like muscle and this and this and that, and this one he can do silly and good silly, and yeah, I really liked it. So I actually interviewed the guys, and I've got a couple little like excerpts. I couldn't say that word. I struggled there because I tried to teach the guys some British slang and like British accents with the guys. So this is me and Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson.
Wow.
You need to know some British slang. Like safe, bruv, means safe, like, bruv. Yes, all right, you're all right.
Are you safe, bruv? Are you safe, bruv?
And you can say, oh, allow that. Like,
allow that.
Like, if you're going to go up to a girl, you got to chirp, sir. And
talk to it means like grab her butt.
Chirps is to talk, like
I'm chirping. I'm chirping you.
Do you guys know what mashing is?
Yeah, oh, we know what mashing is.
I'm going to mash it up.
Really?
Oh, maybe not. Well, that's a different meaning then.
When you mash a girl, sexual intercourse.
Oh, well, I'm going to do a lot of hey, girl.
You're going to go chirps and then you're going to mash it.
I'm going to chirp you so I can mash it up. I'm going to mash it up.
No,
hey.
Did you just smack down
the... You know what? I gave her a little too much, right?
Did you just smack down the vagina?
What was the moment that you knew that the bromance had begun?
First time I heard him laugh.
Yeah?
For me, I think I'm going to go with when you pulled up and you had your pickup truck and you slammed the door. It was like, boom! And then you were like, Daddy's got to go to work.
You remember that?
That's when I said, hello.
Oh. I didn't think anybody heard
no,
me.
No, no, I heard it. What would be our song? How about that song, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
So what you didn't see there, but you could see on the full interview on my Facebook page, is that I went to high five Kevin Hart. Because I came up with something. I was like, yeah, great idea, high five. And he left me hanging, like, properly.
Well, maybe he couldn't reach. He's quite short out here.
He was very tiny.
So maybe he couldn't reach you when you were high-fiving him. Maybe he was embarrassed that he couldn't reach you. And thus,
was like, no. No, they both didn't get... They just left me hanging on the high-five. It was, like, one of the most embarrassing, awesome, most amazing moments of my life. Like,
that's terrible cool. That they did that to you.
But it was, maybe it was because when I met them first, before the interview, we were there on, like, three really high stools. And it was just Kevin sitting down at first. Dwayne was, like, chatting to people. So I went to sit next to Kevin and say hi. And I was got a bit nervous. Obviously, it's Kevin Hart.
And you said you're so short, Kevin.
And I think I said something along the lines of, like, oh, we look so small. Our feet swinging everywhere. Like, on these mm-hmm. high... I meant because of the high chairs, mm-hmm. not because he's small. But
so
I
you
think,
insulted Kevin Hart.
I think I just walked up to Kevin Hart and said, like, basically, oh, you're so small. Your legs swing everywhere.
Wow.
So that's possibly why.
Why he left you hanging on the high five.
Yeah, I think I've just worked that
they
out.
They seemed to still be quite polite to you, though. I got to say, they didn't seem too angry at you.
No, I mean, no, it was good. And afterwards, like
the Rock pulled you aside.
He pulled me aside.
I bet he did.
And he was like, "Well done, Missy. Like that was really good."
I bet
and
he did.
Like, he also said he liked my tattoos.
Did he lay the smack down?
No, unfortunately. No, but it's weird. I feel like I'm meeting all the family though, because I met Kevin. And well, I met Dwayne earlier this year, and then this week we met his cousin.
Yes, we did. Nia Jax, Lena.
So she's in WWE.
WWE.
One of the most amazing female wrestlers at the moment.
She is
hardcore
soon
lady.
To be champion, I'm sure.
But she's also so lovely outside of her character of
she
WWE.
Is.
So it's just really weird. It was like, oh, I met your cousin this year. So.
And then we met another cousin.
So I'm slowly. Who's the other cousin?
Roman.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, do you not remember meeting Roman Reigns?
I did. When I met Roman, it was all a bit of a blur because my favorite wrestler.
She nearly slipped over herself. Like, I think, like she's like, "Oh, Roman." I'm like, "Jesus, let's just take the picture."
I was making a mess, to be fair. But they're cousins. Oh,
I don't know if they are directly cousins, but they're all related. Yeah, they're all cousins. Yeah.
Ah, that's why they're all so like big and beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'm meeting the family. I'm slowly getting in there.
I think it's only a matter of time, you know. Speaking of that, you know, if you look about where Dwayne is, where The Rock is, I don't know if he'll ever be as big, but I think it's only a matter of time before Roman starts acting as well.
I hope so.
Because he's got the look as well, doesn't he?
He's got, yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah. I can see him in many an action role.
Yeah, well, you'd be watching all of them, wouldn't you?
Hopefully in them. you know, under them, everything. Right.
Under them, in them.
I love Roman. Roman, if you're listening, I love you. Okay.
Did you do your thing yet? This year, last year, next year?
No, I need to do that because I got a photo.
No, let's not tell them. Don't spoil it.
I think they need a bit of reference now. So a year ago, I was hoping to get a photo call with Roman Reigns and he wasn't there, but a cardboard cutout of him was. So I got a photo with his cardboard cutout. And then this year, I managed to meet him in person and got a photo with him. And I thought I'd make a meme of like the 1 year cardboard cutout, second year meet him, and then I'm going to like Photoshop me and him getting married. And I'm going to tweet it to him.
Like next year.
And be like, next year, baby.
Yeah, you've got to do it. I can't wait for you to do that.
I'm going
to
do that this
Tag
weekend.
Tag my black ass in it, though.
I totally will. Yeah. Right. Next song. It's going to be...
Please, what? Save us. Help. What is it?
It's by The Police.
Okay. Yeah, great.
It's in many a film. I'll see. I'll leave it up to you over the break to see if you can guess which film it's from.
All right.
Every little thing she does is magic.
Check it out.
Stop. What's poppin', since it's Kent Jones. And usually I like to be in the front, but right now this is Back Row and Chill.
I just keep that ident on. We had Kent Jones in a few weeks ago and he did these amazing idents, and I love his voice. So
that's fantastic.
Hey, you can keep being on my show, Kent Jones. Amazing.
That's fantastic.
We've got our first guest in the studio. Welcome, Hayden Hades.
Hello.
I was a little thrown off by you.
You were thrown off by the fact that it's such a terrible, cheesy stage name.
It's a stage name.
Are you from hell, by any chance?
I am. That was the idea when I was 16. I was like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if I had an alliterative name, like a superhero?
Alliteration, I love it. Yeah.
Hades.
But in fact, no, I just look like a... I'm allowed to swear?
You are. It's Fubar Radio.
Anything except cunt.
Okay, well, I definitely wouldn't be saying. I was going to say Bellend, is that?
Yes, fine, man.
That's appropriate. But that's what Fubar Radio stands for. It's fucked up beyond all recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the... Not-
yeah.
Nice. But welcome, so welcome.
Just remember, don't say cunt. That's the only thing.
Yeah, okay, just not.
No cunt.
It's the only word
people,
I know.
People never know what to do. They're like, oh, but you said it. But
they're like, but you're saying it.
Well, welcome on the show. So, Hayden, you are a writer, comedian, director...
Yeah, just
everything.
All around awesome.
Hades of all trades.
Hades of all trades.
I can applaud that.
Amazing. Yeah. And
a Renaissance man.
We met a couple of years ago in the audition room.
We did.
Casting couch, was it?
No.
No.
Well, I was there. I was prepped and ready for that. But she was like, she'd learn her lines and everything. I was deeply disappointed.
Actually, weirdly, I was referencing that audition. A bit earlier in the show, it was when I lied and said that I wasn't claustrophobic and that I knew martial arts.
Yes. We were looking for a 5 foot tall East Asian woman.
Martial artist who was not claustrophobic.
Yeah, martial artist and general non-claustrophobe or phobe generally.
And I remember them like, you're going to be in a spacesuit, so you're cool with a... And I was like, yeah, fine. It was only when we got on set that the director was like, you're not okay, are you? I'm like, keep it, I'm fine.
It was a Chinese high altitude pilot's experimental flight suit that
fantastic.
I suspect the test pilot had chundered in once because it was like smelled of sick and was like really tight.
Oh no!
Johanna was like, ah, don't worry about it.
I've been a pro and like just get on with it.
I remember you shooting that.
It was very good. It was so for everyone who's listening and doesn't understand what we're doing. We shot a pilot episode of a British sci-fi series, which was written by Hayden, and it's still in all that, because people don't realise when they see shows like that are on Netflix or anything that how many years of prep work and pilots and
I'll
teasers.
Interject it. It's called development hell,
right?
Development hell. Yeah. So we're at the moment we're in.
Yeah.
A good
let's
stage.
Let's just say my lips are very chapped. As is the tip of my nose. Because that's all I seem to do. It's like, hey, I've got this great show and it's in space and there's all this stuff. It couldn't be more awesome. And they're like, you know what we like? That other show that was already successful.
Yeah.
You
know?
You're like, ah, okay.
But I think what made me want to audition was this show. Is it kind of reminded me of like good old school Doctor Who. That British, because I think British people can do sci-fi pretty well.
Yeah. Indeed.
I think we do it really well.
On a budget.
On a budget. Yeah. And
well, Doctor Who's budget's pretty big now, though. But
it's big now.
Yeah.
But I think there was something really cool about the original Doctor Who, where it was kind of like, everyone was just like, we're going to make it in space on 50p. Yeah. And it was still really enjoyable. And
yeah, it's great.
So hopefully...
Because in space, everything's covered in bubble wrap.
And
then
foil.
Sprayed green. And
yeah,
foil.
Tin foil, yeah.
To be fair, though...
And funnels, kitchen funnels.
When we shot the pilot, we did it 3 days in a sound studio. And we literally, when I arrived, it was a sound studio. And then hours later, it was a planet. You bought in how many tons of Earth?
I physically brought in. I'm not a big man. You could see me. You'd be not impressed. I have a much bigger voice than my actual. But I moved about 4 tons of...
Wow.
Full as Earth, I think it's called. And I built the skyline. That was my bit.
And there was rocks, like proper. They looked like rocks. They were actually just foam stuff. I was really impressed by. Mm. Yeah.
And you got near those rocks, and they'd sort of wobble slightly.
Don't touch the rocks.
Yeah, it's like,
so, do you guys think this is having programs myself? Like, what again? We always try to let the listeners understand a bit about the business. And when you're in development hell, sometimes projects can take a long time to set up or a long time to get going. Do you guys have any idea about where we're going with Eris and what's going to happen with it?
It's it was a weird thing because it started, I don't know, probably like, you know, you're a writer as well,
yes.
right? You start with an idea, and for years, I'm like, oh, I've got to write stuff. It's got to be low budget. I've got to write things, you know, kitchen sink drama. Oh, but we can't afford a kitchen sink. Huh? Just being two people in front of a wall discussing, like, domestic abuse or something.
Breeze block or clay block, because we can't afford breeze block.
It's like we can't go on that estate. Yeah. It's got to be the other one. So I thought, you know what, I can't be bothered with it anymore. I'm just going to write the most outrageous thing I can possibly think of. And it was an idea that I'd had sort of swimming around for ages about, you know, doing a female... having a female hero who represents mankind, but isn't the stereotypical sort of, very often you get in sci-fi the sort of butt kicking.
Yeah, no, I accidentally kick my own butt kind of hero. Yeah,
sort of man in drag sort of a thing. Yeah. I wanted somebody to feel really real and vulnerable. And so anyway, I wrote this pilot, not thinking it would go anywhere, to amuse a mate of mine. And he was like,
"This is great.
This is what I want to do. This is actually fun." Brad came along and he was like, "This is what I love."
Hey, Brad being the director.
Oh, Brad Watson. Yeah, he was the director. And he's like a huge 80s film buff.
Yeah.
And he said, "You know what? This is me. Let's get the plastic rocks. Let's get a guy called John Schoonrad, who makes all the sort of animatronic effects and those sorts of things that speak to him. Let's just go all out for a kind of retro feel."
Mm.
And we could actually do this for very little money. If the storytelling's there, you probably know, you know, if you feel you've got a story there, the way you tell it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, I've got a comic book version, we've got various things. And so that's the idea. Convincing anyone else to give us money, that's the stage we're at now. We're at the puckering. I've got I'm speaking to a producer that produced the short film I made recently called The Dark Room, and he does stuff with, if you know Jack and Dean, they do a web series. So.
Oh yes, yeah. Maybe yes.
Yeah, they're like a comedy duo. He produces them anyway. So we're sort of pitching. We're going to say, well, we'll try for TV, and then we'll see. Maybe it'll be online. Maybe it'll be something. Well, maybe it'll be finger puppets.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, obviously, in the years since you guys have done that, TV itself has changed. The very fabric of TV is changing. There's much more opportunity with places like, you know, you guys actually have a pilot. You know, going to an Amazon or a Netflix is a lot easier than it would have been, say, 2-3 years ago. You know?
Yeah. So how many media? I mean, people are telling me the next generation, the TV is dying, actually. And everyone's hardly anybody actually sits down and watches live TV.
Kids don't, do they?
It's recorded. It's on a box set. All the time with your Sky box set. You're just recording everything.
My Sky Q, darling.
Sky Q. You just upgraded to this like amazing Sky thingy.
Right.
In the future, everyone's just watching everything on their phone. And
when they want to.
Yeah, on demand, on the phone, internet. The future is
now.
Hopefully that people and even to inspire people on because I make a lot of comedy content online, just on a YouTube channel or a Facebook page, or people can start to make your own stuff if you've got ideas, because that wasn't even possible a couple of years ago, and now people can.
And you're very funny.
Thank you. Well, I just suddenly remembered as well that audition, because I pretended that I knew martial arts, and I pretended.
Yeah, you did. We saw through that.
Brilliant.
Sam was like, "Yeah, she doesn't know martial arts."
Nah,
that's just bullshit.
You had a martial arts expert, and I was like, "Oh," I just walked in the room like, "Oh my god!" But you're gonna give me points for just.
Oh, you were amazing.
Having a go.
She was like wailing on every. My job was to stand off camera.
Yeah.
So every time, like, a bit, because we couldn't afford more than one prop. So every time a prop exploded, because she was handing out ass left, right, and centre.
Take it up.
Ripping somebody's kidney out and throwing it. Like, so my job would be to kind of catch it. Attach it.
And fantastic. Hayden always dresses exceptionally well. So it was a weird, on set, everyone's in their, like, set gear. There's, like, Fuller's Earth everywhere. And then you're there with, like, shoes and a shirt.
Three-piece suit.
No, honestly, it's exceptional.
I thought that was, I don't know, I was a salesman for years. So I always thought that's what you had to do to turn up for work. Turns out you get very sweaty.
Indeed. Yeah, on a film set, definitely.
I was like, I look fly. Just don't come too close.
Right, we're just going to pop to another song, and then we're going to come back. We've got, every week we do a movie theme song challenge.
Yes.
And since you're our first guest, we're going to see whether you can go up against Noel's reigning championship. I feel like I've
already lost this one. Let's see.
Depends if she's chosen some obscure Swedish music or something like that.
This is the opening song from one of my favourite musicals ever.
Yeah. I'll give you this one.
Background chill. love a bit of that, love a bit of Grace.
I will give you that. That is awesome. That not only is that a great song, that is an absolutely brilliant film.
And you know, that is amazing when you're like, when you're starting your commute and you start to strut down the street, you can tell like I'm listening to that because I'm just like,
they can't even dare, they can't even dare remake that. They can't even dare.
Never ever.
Don't, you would never do, like, why? Why make something that's they couldn't. Why try and fix something that's not broken?
Yeah, they couldn't.
And I love the fact that everybody's like in high school in their 30s and it's just got that charm.
Well, that's it. It's
you know,
there's way too sexy to be actual like spotty teenagers. Yeah. Is that?
And Olivia Newton-John was 30. She was 30 when she played 17-year-old Sandy.
Really?
30.
Really?
So, so I was 28 when I played 19-year-old Sam the Man.
Really?
Were you?
From Kidlehood, yeah.
Yeah, but black don't crack, so...
That's right, it doesn't, man.
So you're fine.
That's right. Yeah, but you look so menacing. Thank that whole... Well, thank you. I didn't want to come in.
Thank you, darling.
Put me up against the wall. Thank getting wailed on.
Thank you, darling.
Is that why you bought offerings of sweets, does it?
Yeah.
Well, that second sweet didn't help you, did it?
Hayden's the first guest on the show who's actually bought gift offerings. He bought us some sweeties, some Swedish... Swedish,
I believe, Super Salmiaks.
Which one of them, Moomin, they're brilliant, they're really lovely, and the other one, nah.
It's fantastic. It's
the Moomin one is wonderful. It's like a little, almost like a little like jelly a
little,
baby
little
kind of
sugary
thing.
Jelly. And this Salmiak one, it's like a...
Hold on, we have some, you need to try one of these sweets.
It's like a salty...
Come on, fill your boots.
I can't even describe it. Salty licorice.
Take one from that as well.
Shit.
It's a pastille.
It's
a pastille that sailors would use. A bit like a fisherman's friend.
Mm.
Yeah. This is not the fisherman's fucking friend. This one is definitely not his mate.
It's very
fishy. This is fisherman's enemy, this one.
You say that now, but if you were pitching and yarring on the North Sea right now,
you'd probably
be like,
love it.
Oh, I want a delicious bonbon, but I also want to vomit. What can I eat that will like cover both
ground?
Those bases?
So yeah,
you should see their faces out there. They've got the sweet.
They don't like it. Oh, they're taking it out.
One out. There's one out there.
I kept it in for a while, but. No.
This is great.
There's just all the producers in the box are just spitting it out and vomiting everywhere.
Oh, look at Nat's face. She's like trying to find something to wash her mouth out with. This is brilliant.
Right. Oh, we've got a couple of emails in just to quickly dive on. It says, in true British style, we have our Christmas in the local pub every single year. Around 3 years ago, I walked into the male toilets to see someone stood up in the urinal, passed out, piss everywhere. I took a photo, but I've lost it since. That's from Jamie.
Awesome, Jamie. Well, that was terrible that you lost it.
Right. Passing out, standing up in a urinal. Urinal.
That's impressive.
That is an impressive feat. That must have been absolutely plonkered.
That is impressive, man. And we got another one here from Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she says, at my last job, I just started and I was invited to the Christmas party. I had a lot of melon cider and was sick all over the table in front of my new boss. It was so mortifying, but luckily my boss forgave me. Love the show, guys. Susie. Well, Susie, the fact that you threw up all over your boss is right in front of your boss is terrible. I would have fired you personally.
Oh my gosh.
You'd have been gone, girl, gone.
Melon cider, that would have been a fruity concoction of vomit.
Of course I wouldn't have fired you, Susie. Thank you so much for loving our show.
Yeah, thank you. If you want to email in, and if you've got Christmas party horror stories, it's chill@foobarradio.com.
And now you know he's not going to fire you. This time you should throw up on him.
On him. See how close you can get to the face.
With the melon seeds.
With the melon seeds. Oh, no, yeah, cider's not the one, is it, to sort of overdose on and have come back up. I recently, just to diverge, I challenged myself to drink a whole bottle of wine.
Fantastic.
How did you do?
I nearly got to the bottom, and then I did.
Woke up,
I did
like in prison.
I vomited. Yeah,
did
I
you chun?
I chundered four times, and it was... Ooh. I felt very bad. More than bad, but I didn't have a hangover. I think I got it all out. So,
jeez.
Yeah, I'm normally a drinker. Right. I don't normally drink, so that was an interesting bonfire.
Why did
night.
You challenge yourself to do that?
I had a bit of a crappy bonfire night, and I didn't get to go to the fireworks, and I was.
It sounded like there's fireworks in your place.
And so I thought, hey, let's do something explosive.
There you go.
From my inner gut. So I just was having wine at home. I was watching V for Vendetta, and. Chugging Matt wine glasses, and I think I didn't realise I'd had so many until I sort of stood up and then was like, whoa. So yeah, I'm an inexperienced drinker.
Did you have the key is to have like a pizza or something really cheesy because it'll line your stomach.
No, I didn't do that again. I didn't.
Weren't thinking. Wasn't premeditated.
No.
You see.
No, I just it was just like an
a
off thing.
Mistake.
I bought a packet of sparklers and a bottle of wine. I look like an absolute weirdo in the Sainsbury's. I'll have a packet of sparklers, please, and a rosé.
You could have set fire to your whole place.
I could have.
That drunk. with sparklers.
Sparklers in my hair, throwing up into the toilet. But no, I think, oh, I think my mum's listening. Sorry, mum.
Sorry, Mrs.
Mrs. Bennett.
Yes, Mrs. Bennett.
But no, I've learned. It's kind of put me off wine now. I've learned that I can't have a whole bottle of wine. I'm in fact.
Well, I think you're supposed to drink a whole bottle. Mm. That's the thing.
But I hear a lot of.
You're supposed to savour a glass of it like that. Just like swish it round and go. Mm, yeah. Cheeky.
Yeah.
I just neck it.
Yeah.
I just necked it like tequila, and it wasn't. It didn't. Didn't agree with me. Right, I think it's time to play the movie theme song challenge.
All right, let's do it.
And I think whoever loses is going to have to take another one of these salmonecky horrible things. Okay, so here we go. Wait, where's my answers? Let's see where my answers are. Here we go. So nobody cheats, nobody looks.
Nobody's cheating, nobody's looking.
And I'm going to just keep a little tally.
I'd like to start by saying the king has returned as usual.
The king has returned. Return of the king. Great movie.
Average movie.
I liked it. Right.
Not the best of the three, in all fairness.
Of the 18.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to try and see if I can just keep them rolling through. So if anyone knows what it is, just call out. First to call out here.
Can I just surrender already?
No.
I'm really old.
It's either a theme song or a song or a song that was in the movie. Right, just to make it, because it's getting hard. Week by week, it's getting harder and harder. So let's step it up a game. Okay, so here we go. Please don't make. What song, what movie had this song in it recently? I'll give you a clue. It was a recent one this year.
Bridget Jones's Baby.
No.
No idea.
It was Suicide Squad. 0 points to everyone. Nil point.
Yeah, nil point.
Number two. Kind of easy this one.
I mean...
Is this a theme song or a song in it?
Song in it.
This was in Bridget Jones.
The movie Purple Rain starring Prince?
Oh, yes!
Damn it.
I feel like that's a bit of a cheat.
What did he do?
Purple Rain, yeah.
Told you I was old.
What the hell are you?
You might get this if you saw any kids' films this year. I won't give up. No,
I won't give in. Is this in Finding Dory?
It's an animation.
Trolls. Pets.
No.
Oh, man.
It's on Zootopia.
Damn it. Yeah, it's, what's her name as well, isn't it?
Shakira. Okay, number four.
I've seen
four.
That like four times, that damn one. Pitch Perfect.
Well done, one to know.
Oh, God.
Great track. Anna Kendrick, great track. Yeah.
She's in Trolls.
Yes. Doesn't surprise me. Good song, this. When I'm gone.
Right. Number five.
Rocky.
Oh.
Too slow.
You got in there.
Rocky 1, specifically. No, it's not actually.
Rocky 3.
It is three. Rocky 3. Yeah, I'm wrong.
Just enjoy this moment.
Yeah, what a track.
This is a great gym starter.
It is. It's a great gym starter. And then the other one with the trumpets as well. Charlie's Angels.
Well done. Whoa.
And it's Destiny's Child, Independent Woman.
Yeah. All the women, you independent. That mirror. Take your money. Love that one. Right, so that's number
How
seven.
How are we doing? Okay.
We've got 3-1 so far. Yeah, go come back. Number seven.
The Godfather?
Yeah! You hesitated.
No, I did.
Just
I
go
thought
for
it was
it.
Too obvious.
Nope.
I thought it was going to be like Zootopia 2. The Godfather of Fur or something. Rage. Okay.
I think this is also in... that was also in Zootopia.
Number 8.
American Pie.
Oh, no. Mystery Men.
Nope. It's another animation.
Well, this is...
No, old animation. One of the originals. Well... Love
this
song.
Yeah, it's what film is that from?
It's from a film called Set It Off.
Yes, Tupac's in that.
But this,
they Tupac
bring,
in that one.
I got that it was on Vogue. Does that?
Yeah.
Love that song.
Gladiator.
Very close.
Oh.
Some people thought they stole it.
Kingdom of Heaven?
Nope. Where's the rum gone?
Oh god, the Scorpion King.
Yeah, I can hear it now. I can
Pirates
see it.
Pirates of the Caribbean!
Damn,
oh,
yeah.
No Number 11.
Oh, Donnie Darko.
Well done. Hayden's coming back up in the rain.
All right, I'm a strong finisher.
Great, that was a good film, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Donnie Darko, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Or Gyllenhaal, depending on how you pronounce it.
Gyllenhaal. Okay, number 12. This one's quite hard as well. No, takers.
No. This is my sex tape. Didn't sell very well.
It's from Pink Panther. Pink Panther. Okay, number 13.
Jurassic World.
How did you know that?
Mate, fuck about it.
You saw it.
That's hugely impressive. Dude, were you reading that?
No, not at all.
You have got
I've seen this film like 3 times.
Okay. Jurassic World. It is not Jurassic Park, Jurassic World. Okay, number 14. We're coming close to the end.
Mary Poppins.
Come
on.
You both got that. I'm going to give you both a point. Just right.
I've got a slow tongue. I can't.
Love that film. I used to watch it on repeat when I was
a kid. Yeah, it's
great. Right, so we're on number 15. After this one. There we go. I'll give you a clue, it's from a number 2 of the film.
Copy your answers, damn it.
Okay, no one's getting it. It's from Pitch Perfect 2.
Damn it, yeah.
Have we already had that?
No, that's Pitch Perfect 1.
Oh, it's Pitch Perfect 1. That is okay, fair enough.
Your answers are not covered.
Number 16.
Oh, man.
Classic.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Oh, no, we got it. Love it. Again, another one to go down the street to.
Hide your answers.
I think that's one of the most inspired film openings ever.
Yeah,
it's just blew absolutely my mind. Brilliant.
Okay, number 17. Come stop you crying. Bit of Phil Collins.
Buster the Moon. Is that the one about the heist? No.
It's a, I'll give you a quote. It's a Disney animation. Recently made into a real life film this year. Tarzan.
Fuck.
Number 18. 18.
Gremlins.
Well done. Well done. Gremlins, indeed.
Yes.
There's rumours of a Gremlins.
Yeah, bringing it back.
Bringing it back, yeah. Okay, this one again is going to be... The last two are going to be super hard because I'm getting really mean now with this.
Okay, you're not...
Good, this is where I'm going to come back strong. Obscure.
You are the worst answer hider ever.
It's from an obscure animation.
Chicken Run.
Good guess, but no. It's from Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, damn it. I've seen that about 8 times as well.
Okay, and the last one for 20 points. What film is this from?
Well, you're never gonna get it.
Hitch.
Good guess, but no. Okay.
That one with Kevin Hart.
Yes. Yes.
Which is,
Central Intelligence.
I don't have to say it.
Well, that's rich. Yeah. We give him that point because that was for 10
you
points.
You can give him you can't give him 10 points.
Okay, I'll give you 1 point.
Give me 10 points. For okay. Just making we're not up, even just thinking it. Of our
no.
name.
Oh, okay. No, you won with 8 points to 4.
Why are we surprised? Why are we surprised?
Well done played, though. Well played,
Aiden. Well played, Aiden. Well played.
But do I concede defeat?
You may
or
concede
do I
to the depths of hell.
Cool.
Donald Trump it.
Yeah, I'm just not going to acknowledge your victory.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to come over and grab me by the pussy.
Maybe later.
Maybe later, dear.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to pop to another song. Has anyone seen...
On that note.
On that note. Has anyone seen the film called The Sapphires?
With Chris O'Dowd?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no, God. Is it good?
Very, very good. Like drama, comedy, kind of
true story as well.
Yeah, true story, touching on the girls from who descended Aborigine descendants in the 60s who make a kind of Supremes style, and they end up going to the non-war and supporting them.
Yeah.
Very, very good. There's like love stories and dramas and everything. Anyway, the girls who they got to sing, they all sing and do their own thing, and I just love the whole soundtrack. So this is Who's Loving You by the Sapphires.
Fantastic.
That'd be like dramatic.
Yeah. I was getting into that, man.
Dramatic, it's a great, honestly, check out the Sapphires.
I was about to get a bit romantic up in here with you, John.
Well, it is back row and chill, so anybody at home.
But isn't it weird that it's back row and chill, but we can't, like, we don't do that.
We don't
just
chill.
Bodies, no.
But
she's lying.
But yeah, everybody
I could tell it was getting mussed in. There you go.
It's like, for not for those reasons, but you do. But we have another guest coming in. But thank you so much, Hayden.
Thank you so much, Hayden.
Where can people find all your? Are you on the Twitter sphere and the?
No, I'm ancient. Well, you can go on www.gramophone.
Gramophone and dust.net.
Trampfight/grandma.com. No, www.cinemahades.com.
And
then
where
there are links. And I think there's a nice picture of me staring into the middle distance looking deep.
Fantastic. A middle distance picture's great. It's one of, you know, those ones where, and I can do this because there are cameras where you just.
Yeah. You're off
into the distance.
It's not as good as that.
I'm going to try and. I'm trying to do it. Right, we've got our next guest on the line, so thank you so much, Hayden. Right,
thanks, Hayden. Take care.
So our next guest who's waiting on the line, we'll hope that it will pick
all the way from America.
From America, it's Brian Tyree Henry, who plays Paperboy on the new
show,
FX show Atlanta. So let's see if this works.
I'm loving it.
Brian, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, I yes. can. Perfectly. Thank
you. How you doing, sir?
Welcome to the show. Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm doing all right. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you.
No problem at all.
So, yeah, we were just telling all the listeners that you play Paperboy on the new show Atlanta. And because we're on we're on episode 3 over here in England.
Oh, good, man. You guys got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, yeah. We can't wait. We can't wait.
That's good. That's great. How are you liking it so far?
Yeah, loving it. I'm loving it. Like, I'm loving it. Like, I, for me, sitting down watching watching a show, you know, you didn't know, really know what to expect. Because obviously, I mean, I don't know if you know, I create as well, and I write and I direct and make movies and stuff like that. And, you know, it's always when someone's doing it abroad that you admire, you kind of want, you know, I hope this is going to be good. I hope this is going to be good. And it's so good. And you guys are doing such a great job. How is it being received over in America?
Oh, it's received unlike anything I've ever seen before, honestly. I mean, the fans and the people, they want this, you know. They really crave it, and we're happy that everyone is receiving it.
Yeah.
And for anyone who hasn't picked up on the show yet over here, just explain, if you could explain a little bit about your character, Paperboy, who's one of the rappers.
Yeah, well, Paperboy is really known as Alfred, and I play the cousin to Earn, who is played by Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin is a little down and out. He drops out of college and moves back to Atlanta, where we're from, and he hears that I'm an underground rap sensation and decides that he wants to become my manager, and hilarity and all kinds of craziness ensue with us trying to get fame, notoriety, and paper, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just about us trying to make it. You know?
So the track, the main track, is that one of, because obviously Donald is also the rapper himself, Childish Gambino. Was that track one of his tracks, or was that specifically made for the show by you and Donald?
That track was specifically made for the show, and actually that's not me rapping in the song. That's his brother, Stephen Glover, who's rapping. I'm trying to be as cool as them, you know. I fake it till I make it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, but they produced it and arranged it and everything.
Yeah.
And, so came out kind of fire, I think.
You know, it's great. So listen, speaking of trying to be as cool as Mr. Glover, so I have a love-hate relationship with Donald Glover. I have a love-hate relationship.
Oh,
now.
No.
So I've never met Donald, and I consider him a genius. I consider him a genius. So my love-hate relationship is this. You know, I act and I write and I direct and I make movies and stuff like that. So my love with Donald is, when I see him doing this stuff as well, I go, this guy is brilliant, and I love Donald Glover and everything. And then I go in for auditions and stuff like that, and then 2 months later I see the job's gone to Donald Glover, and I'm like, this motherfucker, if I ever see this guy, I'm gonna wring his neck. And then I come home and Atlanta's on, I'm like, this show's so great. And then I go for another audition. What is it like working with the genius that is Donald Glover, essentially, is the question.
Okay, I can go into that. He's great, man. Like, he's like, instantly when I auditioned for it, he was in the room, and it was like sitting next to a buddy that I've known for years. You know what I mean? We played and we ad-libbed and we joked around, and it was just instant, man. And he is a genius. I think that's the best word to describe them. You know, he's really, really aware of what's going on in the world and how to relate to people in the world. And he's done really well assembling this team of just coming together and telling the story of these people in this town. He's just great, man. Like, he's really like a brother to me.
No,
I
great.
Really love him, so.
Great. Well,
I hope that changes your bipolar love
affair. No, man, it's all love, man. I genuinely think he's amazing, because, you know, over here, like I said, I do the same sort of thing, so I get it, and I see how hard he's working and stuff. It's just, I want to get some of them damn roles too. That's all I'm saying, you know.
Hey, man, we got a second season, man. That's room for everybody. We got a second season, you know.
Yeah, great.
And Brian, how did you get involved with the show initially? Was it like full audition process, or?
Well, it started because I bribed everyone in the city. My manager saw the project called Atlanta. I went to college in Atlanta at Morehouse College, and she was like, you know, I really feel like this show is something that'll really stick to you. And I opened it, and I read the first 5 pages, and I saw Alfred, and I was like, done. This is it.
Yeah,
got to be it. Like, I got to do this. So, you know, it kind of just came to me, and I went for it, man. I was like, if I'm going to be in a show called Atlanta with Donald Glover, I got to kick his ass. You know,
yeah.
I got to do this.
Great.
And I'm glad it worked out that way.
No, it was awesome. And you, so you originated also, you were the general, right, in the Book of Mormon, like when it first started, right?
General butt fucking naked.
Oh
man,
my god, me. I've seen that show dude. Four times.
This is the original guy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I did it on Broadway.
Yeah, amazing.
I love that role. It's a bit of a scene stealing role to have.
I don't think I never saw you in it, but I'm sure nobody does it as good as you, bro. I'm sure.
Oh, come on, you guys. Man, who's on the payroll, man? I love it. Thank you. That means a lot. Thanks a lot. That was a great time for me to work with Trey Parker and Matt Stone. It was like destiny fulfilled. I watched South Park since I was like in the ninth grade.
Yeah.
And to be in a room with these two guys who were so smart and so funny and so political and so they're geniuses.
They're geniuses as well. I think you are. But maybe genius inspires genius, you know. So you must be kind of genius as well for these guys to be gravitating towards you and vice versa, because that's kind of how the world works, energies and stuff, you know. So, you know, you're obviously doing the right thing.
I'm in love with you guys. I'm in love with you guys right now. Like, this love affair is amazing.
Yeah, man, I'm going to give you a little tweet later. I'm going to tweet you later on and say what's up.
Okay.
And
do it, man.
I will.
Just to close, Brian, what have you got in the future? Obviously, a second series coming up. Are there any other projects, anything that you want to shout out or excited about?
Yeah, changing the world. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I really want to focus on changing the world, man. Yeah. We've got a lot going on and a lot to think about and a lot of things that we have to do to bring each other together. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to change this damn world.
Yeah.
One person at a time.
Yeah, just quickly. So I think shows, how relevant do you think shows like Atlanta are, you know, in the current state that the Americas are in with your new president and stuff like that?
It's so necessary. You know, when we started the show, we didn't want to feel like the show was important. We didn't want to make the show on this pedestal and hold it up to this thing, to say that we're speaking this, we're trying to say this thing, we're trying to preach this thing. We just wanted to tell the stories of these people.
Yeah.
But then, and in itself, itself became a thing. It became important.
Yeah.
We all needed to hear these stories, and we all needed to see different sides of life. And I think that Atlanta does that. And we're not going to stop, man.
Because we're loving it. We're loving it. We're loving it in the UK,
good,
brother.
Good. Thank you so much.
And we might be shooting a movie in Atlanta. We might be shooting a movie in Atlanta in February. So I'm gonna come check you.
Well, you better call me, dude.
No, I will, bro. I'm gonna Insta you or tweet you later on, and then I'm gonna hit you up if we're coming. But I think we are.
I think a bromance has started over the phone. This is beautiful to watch.
In fact, we might be doing a recce in a few weeks. I might holler you then.
Hey, man. I may get your name tattooed on my neck. No, man. I'm that in love with you.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Get on Twitter.
All right.
I'm going to try.
All right. Yeah. I'll Insta you or something. All right, brother.
Well, thank you so much,
thanks
Brian.
So much.
Thank you. And make sure everyone...
All right, you guys.
Atlanta continues on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. on
Boom.
Fox UK. Thank you very much, Brian.
Boom.
Over
we
and
love
out.
Brian. Thanks, man. Right. Page boy.
All right.
Paper boy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you know, Noel? You talk different to other people, to black people, than you do to me.
No, I don't.
Can you talk black with me?
Yeah, baby. You know I can.
It's been there's a little bit left out there.
Those long train journeys to Glasgow
to
and stuff like that. You're blushing now. What's going on here?
I think I like a bit of paperboy. Like mother, like daughter. Anyway.
Yeah, Mrs. Bennett, I know you love a bit of chocolate, girl. I've still got that chocolate bar for you.
We've had a couple of emails.
Oh, great.
Here we go. So this is from Anonymous, please. Cool.
Jesus.
It says, I really fancied a couple of men I work with, but I hadn't spoken to them before, and I thought I'd get their attention by wearing a see-through dress with a black thong. Well, that would do it.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got my attention.
What's
your email address? Stop this Anonymous bullshit.
I could tell they liked it.
I'm going to get your email address.
Let me tell the story. I got so pissed I don't really remember what happened. So when I came into work the next day, I could feel everyone looking at me. And they told me that I tried to sexy dance in front of them, but on a chair, and I'd fallen off it. And to be honest, it was uncomfortable after that, and I ended up leaving, and I'll never do that again. Trying to sexy dance on a chair in a see-through dress.
While drunk.
That's not the classiest of moments, is it?
Well, I'm not into
But thank you for sharing your story, because just the image of that's making me
That's a great story. I'm going to give you a shout. I'm going to give you a holler. Wear the dress on our date.
Let's see. Christmas. Let's see if you can come up to our Christmas party. Maybe that could be like a Christmas comedy thing.
Do they have a Christmas party here?
We do. We do have drinks.
Am I invited? Oh, they said I'm invited.
Yeah. We should
I've not seen the invite. Where's the invite?
I've got one.
Is it email to me?
Yeah.
I don't be checking my emails that regularly. I'm a busy man.
Well,
when is it? Hold on, guys. When is it?
2nd of December.
Oh, I think I'm filming.
20 seconds.
Oh, 20 seconds. Oh, I'm around. Yeah. Ooh, you bitches in trouble, boy. Woo.
Let's bring anonymous girl.
We're going to get wild up in here.
I mean, I'm assuming it's a girl.
Well, she's only anonymous here.
We've got her email address. To be fair, it just says anonymous. So it could be a guy who's dressed in a thong and a dress.
If he's wearing a see-through dress and a thong, I'll go on a date with him too. Like, because he got balls, obviously, brave.
Amazing. That. I feel like a sketch coming on here or something. Well, brilliant. Thank you. If you've got any more like crazy Christmas party stories, email in chill@foobarradio.com. We're going to go to another song, and we've got Lucy Patterson in the studio to do weekly film reviews, what you should be seeing and what you should be seeing and what you shouldn't.
Put your teeth in.
I really need to put my teeth in right now. Okay, I'm going to go for something from, well, it's an old school song, but it appeared on the soundtrack.
I'm so proud of you.
What?
You're doing so well on this thing.
I really enjoy it.
You're so good. You're getting so good. Like, you're so good. You've got such a good radio voice. All right, I'm interrupting. Go, okay, do your thing. Right.
I'm shy now. Okay, so this is from the film How to Be Single.
Did you see that?
Oh, no. It was like my Bible last year. So this is an old song called Come Baby Come.
It's like I've raised a child.
I think you have. Right, here we go.
Come, baby, come.
Come, baby, come.
All together now. Come on.
Come on.
What do you think about that song?
That's a great song, man.
I think it's a great song. Were they Friday night.
English band or American? I don't remember.
K7. I think they're American.
Come baby, come. Yeah, I remember that though.
Come baby, come baby. Yeah.
I was little. You probably weren't born.
Is that Subliminal? No, is that 97?
Were you born then?
Yeah, I was like seven.
You sure?
What was I going to say? Nope. I just had a brain fart. That's that.
Gross.
That's gross. Right, so we are going to give you guys a heads up in case you want to email in and get involved. We're going to be speaking with Lucy today about series that you've never finished. Have you ever started a TV series and maybe you've really enjoyed it, but for some reason you've just never finished it? What are the series that you have not completed to the end? For example, I started watching Prison Break, super enjoyed it, but around series 3 just phased off it and I've never finished the series.
For me, that would be, although I am going to finish it, that would be Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, exactly.
Which
same
I
for
watched
me.
Season 1, I could not stop watching it because it was so
binged
saucy.
It.
So saucy. Season 2 got a bit like, meh. And now it seems a bit Desperate Housewives, so I'm kind of getting through it because I'm hoping that eventually it will get a bit racy again.
Just desperate. Like, please have some booze.
Please get some stuff going on.
Yeah, same. I started series 4, but again, it didn't hook me so much. So what series have you started and you've never finished? We're going to have a little vote or a poll. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio or email into studiochill@fubarradio.com and we will shout you out.
We will indeed.
The other thing that we're going to be talking about and would love your stories on or opinions on is actors who didn't deserve winning the Oscar, because Oscar season is nearly upon us. Christmas is going to fly by, a new year, and then we're going to be into the Oscars, and people are starting to talk now, having little predictions, what's going to happen, who's going to win what, so actors that who maybe didn't deserve to win the Oscar, what are your guys' feelings about that? Who did you think should win, shouldn't have won?
Have you got a list of who you think shouldn't have won?
I went online and did a little research, sort of what the sort of online,
I know a couple of people that should have had their fucking Oscars revoked. So maybe I'll talk about that.
Oh,
as well.
Okay. Interesting. What, for like personal reasons or like?
No. I mean,
reasons?
Like they do like a brilliant film and win an Oscar, and then they're in some fucking like ridiculous nonsense afterwards, and you're like, what happened to you?
Or what sometimes happens is that people who should have deserved an Oscar, the Academy maybe realise that, but afterwards then they haven't got it, and then so just whatever the next movie they're in, they'll give them the Oscar and be like, but you should have, like Leonardo DiCaprio, you should have won it for this.
This, and this,
but you didn't win it for that. You won it for that. And like, it's sometimes it's just a little bit of a drama. Really.
It can be.
Which is cool. And got lots of, so Oscar predictions. I was having a little look. I mean, it is a little bit early, but
it's very early.
2017, what we think. So all the Oscar films, they all come out this end of the film.
They do. I'm going to start getting them soon because I'm on the BAFTA membership, so I get the films coming in and start watching them. I can review them early. So there.
What, you go to go to a screening or they get delivered to you?
No, they get delivered to the door, baby.
Like the DVD, like you get
screeners, darling. They're called screenings. Yes, screeners.
So, oh my gosh, how much should they be worth on the black market? That'd be crazy.
Well, I would never do that. That's not what you do. That's not what you do as a person in the film business, my dear.
So what are you, like, literally you're going to get the, before they're even in the cinema, you get the copy.
Yeah, we get them. It's really awesome. It's like awesome sauce, to be honest.
All right, for some.
Yeah, I know, man, I'm
well,
lucky.
The things that I've heard, like whispers, apparently La La Land, the new Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet. I've tried to get into a screening. Again, it's just like chock-a-block. I think people are going to fall over themselves. It's a musical.
It is.
You know, it's just kind of automatically looks all Oscar-y.
No, everyone says it's brilliant though. La La Land was gangbusters. Like, we were at Toronto, obviously, with Brotherhood, as you know.
Yeah.
And we did really well and had like great on the audience award. But La La Land was the audience award movie, and is, I definitely think, something that's going to be, you know, getting a bunch of Oscars.
It's going to be. And also, they're kind of like a magic duo. Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
Why?
They've been in a couple in quite a few films now. They keep getting cast.
Do you know who else has done that? Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander. They're like in every second film together.
Are they?
Yes.
What film were they in apart from Oceans?
Macbeth.
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And,
well,
and another one, I forget.
Well, now they're together now properly, so.
I thought they split up already.
No, they're still together.
They're back together.
Apparently. And it's hard to tell with these, you know, Brad Pitt and everybody. Like, it's just, it's hard to tell.
Well, I knew that Angelina was going to leave Brad, because when I put the moves on her, she just, you know, once I put the moves on her, that was doomed.
So, are you saying that you broke up the Brangelina? because she wanted to go chocolate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, once you go Mac.
News. That is news, people. okay, so apart from La La Land and Manchester by the Sea. I haven't seen it. I've just heard loads of great things about it.
I've heard loads of great things about it, but I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, so that would be the... that would be the thing. We've got an email through.
We've got an email coming through here. I tried to get... It says, hello. That's a good start. Hello. I tried to get into Hemlock Grove on Netflix. I love Eli Roth, but couldn't get past the third episode of this. Maybe werewolves are not for me. Yeah. You see, I'm with you with Hemlock Groves, man. I kind of started it and watched it and, you know, I kind of just wasn't feeling it. I think some of these shows are brilliant, and then once you've got one brilliant one that has those sorts of things in it, what the others, if they don't match up like very quickly, it's like time to move on.
Sometimes people are jumping on the, I mean, dude, like Vampires and Werewolves is like so 2009.
yeah, you're right.
But that was from Sam. Thank you very much.
I think witches
Sam.
Are going to be the next one. Well, they are currently the one, aren't they? They're just about to pop.
They're going
to
come back because they were, you know, heavy in the 90s of Charmed and stuff.
Yeah. And the Witch has come out, and Blair Witch 2's, Blair Witch.
Yeah.
It's come out like it's witches now, isn't it?
Which is good for me, because I did an internet series called Bitchcraft that's going to be rebooted.
Yeah, sounds like right up your street.
So, witchy stuff.
And you're kind of a witch anyway, I think.
Am I?
Yeah.
Why? Because I got blue hair.
Yeah. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Why am I a witch? Because I got blue hair and a green nose. Yes, there you go.
And is it green? No, I don't think I'm that witchy. I think I play a witch quite well.
Yeah,
because I grew up on Sabrina the Teenage Witch and a haphazard witchy that, you know, curses people wrong.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd be a very good witch. I think my spells would be all over joint.
Well, there
be
you
like,
go.
Yeah, go. I'll make you taller and I'll just make you dick massive or something.
Well, how would you do that? Was it really? How could you make it any more bigger than it really is?
True, that is the truth. I didn't think that one through. Okay. Right, we're going to go to a song and then we're going to get Lucy Patterson in the studio.
Lucy!
We're going to start talking all things Oscar that are not deserved.
And have some reviews.
And have a bit of reviews, yeah. See what's going on and whatnot. This is another song. Well, it was a massive song this year, but also on the How To Be Single soundtrack. It's Lean On by Major Lazer.
Radio presents
Payne Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From Lauren, I love bagels.
Same.
My boyfriend loves them too.
What a guy.
Like, get a witness. A oh, amen. Amen. Amen, child.
We wanted to incorporate them in bed. We stacked four bagels and put them on his hard dick. By the time I got to the second one, I was so aroused and excited that my teeth missed the bagel and went straight for his head. We haven't tried again. How do I explain to him that I'll be more careful next time and want bagels wrapped around his dick again?
Why?
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Okay, what the fuck was that?
That was the Payne and Sylvester show. That was a little advert for their show.
Bagels on the dick?
To each their own. What breakfast, the breakfast as you may.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
How's he fit for the little hole anyway? What's that say about him?
I know, it's and how come we only fit four on there? I fit about eight on there if it got through the hole.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Nice. I'd have to use those swimming rings that you use at the swimming pool.
A swimming donut. Welcome, Lucy Patterson.
Hi.
Back in the studio for Film Club.
Love Film Club.
Film Club.
Yeah.
So I've seen on your Instagram that you've reviewed a lot of things this week.
Yes.
What have you seen and been out and about and doing and what?
I went and saw a street cat named Bob.
Oh, okay.
Which was the most adorable thing I've ever seen. It's so cute.
Yeah, I mean, the advert didn't grip me so much.
No, I mean, it probably wouldn't most people. I mean, if you know a little bit of a background of the story, which I do.
It's based on a true story.
Sorry. A guy who was living on the street and busking.
It looks terrible, by the way.
It's not terrible, Noel. Come on now.
Just looks it.
It does look terrible, but it's a true story. And he's busking on the streets and he's a recovering junkie, basically, down on his luck. And he meets this little ginger cat.
Yeah.
Sounds really stupid when I say it out
loud. Sounds like Garfield.
Yeah. It does sound like Garfield, but
which is funny, by the way. Yeah.
They actually strike up this lovely relationship and they save each other. It's cliche and it's cheesy, but this actually happened. No, you're really attacking this film. I don't like it.
You haven't seen it yet.
I'm not going to watch it.
It's only if the cat picks up a baseball bat and takes revenge or something.
Or if it was
an animated cat that ate lasagna.
Yeah.
Like Garfield.
Well, there you go. I must admit, it's not for everybody, but it's a charming little story, and it's a true story, and, you know, it's a happy ending, which everybody wants.
Is it a kid's film, or is it...
No, it's actually not. Adult. I mean, there's some quite tough issues tackled as well. Yeah, you know, and we see him going through methadone withdrawal. And
so who's the audience for it, then?
My nan, maybe.
Yeah,
you know, I saw it because my nan actually gave me the book a few years ago.
Oh, fantastic.
And which I didn't read. Sorry, nan. But I knew of the story, so I thought I'd just go and see it anyway. And it's got Luke Treadaway in it, who I quite like, who I believe you were in a film with, weren't you?
Possibly.
I think it was Heartless, I think, yeah.
Heartless, yeah.
Possibly, yeah. Been in a film with everybody. But yeah, he sings in it as well. You know, it's all his own work. So I would go and see it if you want a charming little story. Maybe take your mum.
Do you think it would be like a kind of ITV Christmas movie? Like
I think
you know,
so, yeah.
Down in the years,
yeah,
like,
it's,
oh,
it's a heartwarmer, you know, yeah.
Sounds sweet.
And the cat's really cute. So.
Well, I don't like cats. So you can go watch that, guys.
If you like cats.
Lucy's give a good review.
It's
or
in the cinema now.
I thought you liked pussy.
Stay at home and sit. I'd love it.
Lower in the tone, Johanna.
I love it. But the ones I like
maybe
generally don't
ones?
Say minute me out. No, ginger, I don't mind. As long as they're not talking to me, that's when I think there's a problem.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so that's like it's a nice
one if you want to take your mum out or your nan out for something.
Or you could sit at home and watch telly and do nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Knit. You could sit at home and knit, possibly.
What crochet.
Else, what else did you see last week?
Off the back of your lovely little review of it, you went to a press screening, didn't you? I saw Nocturnal Animals.
Ooh.
It is one of the best films I've ever seen.
Ah, interesting.
Isn't it thrilling?
It really, I mean, it's completely fucked up as well.
Yeah.
Like, badly, but I love that. Anything that's slightly off-key or wrong, I mean, this is way wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But
really?
What I liked the most about it was the performances.
Yeah.
Strong.
Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Brilliant.
I don't think people are quite aware of what he's capable of, but even his accent, everything, I could not take my eyes off him. What an absolute evil fucker.
Well, there you go. There's Oscars there, I think. There's a
Do you know what?
There's a nomination.
I was thinking that sitting out there, and it'd be a crying shame if he isn't at least recognised for something.
Fantastic.
Because it's brilliant, yeah. You know, from an English guy.
Fantastic.
I know, he's English. He plays Texan. He's like white trash. Isn't
yeah,
he? Like
yeah,
kind of
probable,
racist,
yeah.
Proper racist hillbilly. Proper hillbilly.
He is a great actor, though, man. He is a great actor.
He really is. I mean, I have you ever seen Savages?
I do.
That is on, you know, probably my top 50 list of all time. I absolutely
50?
Love that film. I can't
5-0.
Yeah. I can't possibly narrow down
man,
no
oh,
to
man.
Like 20 or 10. Like, come
oh,
on now.
Oh my god, that's in my top 50. Wait,
yeah.
Second, 50.
I watch a lot of films. But yeah, and also Michael Shannon.
Mm.
Who played the
great actor.
The cop head chief detective.
He was sinister and quiet and
ooh, he's
you know,
brilliant
without doing much or moving a lot or even speaking much.
He just coughed
you know.
A lot.
He did, didn't he?
So guys, Nocturnal Animals is a film you
absolutely.
Have to see. You've
watch out for the opening.
Both ladies.
I yeah. warned you at the opening. Yeah. You messaged me about
messaged
the opening.
I was like, thank God. People around me were like, oh my God, what's this? Like, the reactions were hilarious. People were laughing. People were cringing.
I can't wait.
People don't know what to do.
Just no.
I know what I'll be doing.
Wait till you see
it. You get thrown
it.
Out for
wait.
That.
Well, I actually got to go and interview. I got to go and interview Aaron last week, and so I've got a little
great
I've got a little my interview thing, and I was a bit because again I was like he's an amazing actor and I still stand by that, but actually in person he wasn't very warm.
You can sort of tell that he's a bit
shame.
Like that,
and
which is a shame.
He's an, you know, he is not a celebrity, he is an actor. And like, he just keeps himself to himself. He's his family. He's a family guy.
Well, to be fair, yeah. he, quite rightly, he stays out of the press.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Don't
I mean, he's got children.
You know
what
I mean? He's not.
You know?
He's not a celebrity. He literally he turns up. He does his job, and then he goes back. And like you can just tell. So he wasn't really down for any fun and games, unfortunately. But I did get you know a fun interview about Nocturnal Animals, and we made some art. So I'm going to play this for you,
Aaron Forsgo.
So where did you find inspiration for your character in the movie? Because he's an arsehole.
Yeah, no. Well, I didn't go looking there for inspiration.
Okay, all right.
No, I think Tom had expectations or very inspirations, shall I say, of Jack Nicholson from The Shining and De Niro in Taxi Driver as these sort of, you know, very charismatic, very charming, but kind of dangerous, unpredictable, screw loose.
Yeah.
But he wanted something pretty big and magnetic on screen to contrast with the sort of sterile, stark, contemporary world.
Of the real world.
Yeah, the real world. So.
Yeah. So you filmed in America?
Yeah, in LA.
You're up there,
yeah.
And
in the desert, yeah.
Also, your accent's, like, really great in the movie.
Thanks.
And I noticed that all of your work tends to be not in an accent. This is the first time I've really heard your real,
real
voice. So was the accent hard to get, or how did you pick up that?
Yeah, he said it in West Texas. I had a dialect coach, and it's something you work on and play around with. But
Since, you know, it's American based, have to ask, Hillary or Trump?
I think that's pretty fucking obvious.
Good.
Yeah, it's definitely not Trump.
Okay, good. Because I'm thinking, like, I was like, Trump's a little bit close to your character anyway, you know.
Yes.
Grab that pussy.
Right. he wasn't around. I don't think all that started when I was doing this. But no, I took took research from serial killers like Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer and people like that.
And
yeah.
How do you get back? Because the film is dark. It's a dark film. It's intense and dark. How do you get back to a happy place after? What do you do?
How do you get back to?
Do you like play golf or like? How do you get back to get out of that character?
I have a very beautiful, loving family and kids. So I have
dad.
That.
So the kids bring you back.
Oh, always, yeah. But I think it wasn't easy on this one. It was, you know, having the shed, all that sort of dark energy was not easy. But
yeah. Intense. Well, the film, yeah, it's dark. It is also about, a lot of it is around modern art and the world of the art world. What is the weirdest piece of modern art that you've ever seen? Something that's really like...
What's the weirdest piece of modern art?
Yeah.
Are
you an art lover? Do you appreciate modern art?
Yeah,
or
of course.
Of a classical?
I mean, I like all the references of art in the film, and I think one of them that speaks the most to me in Nocturnal Animals is the Damien Hirst with all the arrows through the ball.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's great.
That spoke things, isn't it? I wondered if, on for the sake of modern art, if we can have a quick art off.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a piece of paper. And okay. I'm going to have a piece of paper. And we both have 30 seconds to make a piece of modern art.
Piece of modern art?
Yeah, I'm challenging
you. Oh, with this? Yeah. Like an origami piece
Let's
of modern art?
Let's do it.
Like,
let's just try and make something...
Okay.
Like, arty.
Okay. There you go. Dumb.
In 60 seconds. Wait, let me... I want to make something, too. I think I'm going to make...
There you go. There you go, there it is.
I'm going to make like an accessory.
There you go. There's one more than that.
Oh my god, like, can we exchange them? I think you should keep the. I'm like, we'll sell it one day.
Oh, yours is like a bow, I see what it is.
It was an accessory, you can wear it wherever.
Oh, it's an accessory.
Shoe, neck, hair.
I thought it was a piece of art, it's supposed to be.
Art is accessories, and accessories is art, so. Oh, this is good, I'm going to totally like sell that on eBay later. Thank you.
That's amazing.
And my last question is, what novel or book would you send to an ex? Because that's the premise of this movie about...
What novel or book would I send to an ex?
Yeah, if you had the opportunity to send a novel to an ex, is there a particular...
I think he writes this novel, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, he writes it in this film, but...
What book would I send? I don't know.
Thing I'd possibly send.
What would you send? I have no idea. I wouldn't really want to send anything to my
dummies,
ex. So
maybe.
Sounds like your ex did some bad stuff.
Yeah, we won't get into that now. Oh well. Anyway, thank you. Seriously, congratulations on the film.
Right.
It was amazing. I think so.
It's very kind.
So yeah, see what I mean about being a little bit blah, total blah,
monotone. I was so
excited to meet Aaron.
I'm so disappointed.
We're back on. But yeah, bloody hell! Come on, get a bit.
Well,
of life.
You handled that beautifully, though, Johanna. Well done.
It was like dying.
He was a bore.
It was like going out on stage and doing stand up and to like no audience and dying.
Okay, let's not keep with that. I love Aaron.
I love him.
I do
as an actor,
too. But
go
know.
And see the film because he's absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely. I hope he gets an Oscar.
I hope he gets nominated because it's Tom. It's Tom Ford as well, right?
Yeah.
Which you can tell. So, the film absolutely stinks of Tom Ford. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You can tell
down
it was made from.
The clothes are Tom Ford, the makeup's Tom Ford, everything's Tom Ford.
Amazing.
So that's a hell yeah. We've got a couple more emails in just talking about rubbish TV shows and things and stuff. So this is from Barry, and he says, have you seen Bloodline on Netflix? Because I love me some Ben Mendelsohn, but I like the first series, but I've stopped watching the second series. I find it boring. Oh well, back to Mississippi grind. I haven't seen Bloodline. No,
I haven't either. I do like Ben Mendelsohn though.
So yeah, it's just, isn't it weird how sometimes the second series you just drop off the end of the and you just never see it fully through.
Yeah.
So but it happens.
I've got another one here. I tried bloody hard to get into Poldark because Aidan Turner is a hot spunk of love.
Spunk of love.
Oh, but ew.
Gross.
But this show I find boring. I preferred him in Being Human. It's from Stacey.
I'm not being funny. My mum and dad watch Poldark. Come on now.
I think your mum watches Poldark.
Yeah,
and dad just sits there waiting for the after
effects. Yeah, that's right. I'm so sorry, Dad.
So Stacey, mate, like, from what I hear from, I don't watch it personally, but from what I hear about Mr. Aidan Turner, as you've described him, a hot spunk of love, maybe you're not supposed to, just watch it with the sound off.
Good idea.
Just have it in the background.
Watch it with the sound off while you're playing the music you really want to listen to. Let him take his top off, and then at the end, crack one out. Done.
That's the...
That's what boys do. Rub one out. There you go.
Technical term correct.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've not got into Poldark either. I think my problem with series, and I've kind of watched less of them, is that when you have a series buddy...
Sorry, my agent's calling. Agent's calling. Carry on.
Okay. When you've got a series buddy... he's actually genuinely on the phone.
Yeah, I'm live on radio right now, Greggy. live on my radio show. I can just tell them I'll take the job.
It's okay, genuinely mate. He's had
Thank
a job
you.
Offer.
Alright, bye.
Guys, you got exclusive access to the actual working world of Noel Clark.
Sorry guys, sorry. Agent.
I'll take the job. What is it going to be with what Clooney? Sure.
Yeah, take it.
It's actually a pretty good job, to be fair.
How exciting. Can you
but
tell?
I was just checking the email and then he's decided to call me. But I'm live on. He knows I'm on radio. Sorry.
I'm
live. Luce. Let's carry on.
How rude.
Let's continue. what were we talking about? We've got thrown. Oh, just about like, I watched.
If you've got
a series and you've got buddies or friends, I used to watch a lot of the Breaking Bad spin off, Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
I used to watch that with my brother and a buddy, and it was good because it was like a community watching it. But when you're just on your own, it is actually quite hard to keep your own attention.
So
I'm completely opposite. I'm a hardcore binger.
like, badly. And I don't like to be on somebody else's time schedule.
Well, see, this is,
if they're not going to watch it with me, then nah.
This is the point I'm going to make, because I want to know what the rules are when it comes to body watching. Because I, at home, be sitting there minding my own business, watching my show, and then the missus will be like, "Ooh, can I watch the show with you?" And I'll be like, "Well, I'm not really sure, because it's my show, it's my shit, you know, you got your own fucking thing." She, "Oh, please, please, I want to snuggle," whatever.
How so dare
there,
she?
There I go, like, so I sit down, we watch a couple of episodes. Mm-hmm. Next day, you wake up, go to work. I come home, I go, "Great, should we watch episode 3? She's like, "I'm on episode 12.
No.
She's a watcher, a header.
That is like the worst binging etiquette.
Yes, that's terrible.
Thank you. Isn't that just out of order?
It's pretty out of order. Really,
that's grounds for divorce, is it not?
In some countries, I would say, in some counties. Yeah. But like,
yeah. In some counties. Off with her head. I knew it.
Off her head.
Yeah, that's fair.
I knew it.
Right, so I've got into Westworld. I'm 3 episodes in, but my Westworld buddy lives in Leeds, so it's only when he gets down to... So I've had to wait. But
no, fuck that.
Oh, no. I wouldn't. You're nice. I wouldn't do
because
that.
Because then now we've got 3 weeks of episodes to catch up on, and so we can watch
you
it all.
You can have
in
proper sesh, yeah.
All the proper sesh. Mm. Right, we're going to go to Facebook Live now. So if you've got a tablet or a computer or a Facebook or anything that you want to do, log on now. We're going to be live on my Facebook page.
Oh, fancy dancy.
/ Johanna James. And we're going to be just talking about some movie facts. So... Are we live, producer people? We are live now. So hi, people at home.
We're live on that. We're live. Which one? Here?
Yeah, that one.
We're Facebooking live.
Facebooking live.
Because
so.
Johanna now has the most people liking her page.
Loads of people on the page. Hi, people at home.
Well done.
So I've got some movie facts prepared because it's a movie show. We're talking all about all things film. Did you know that Donald Trump appeared in a movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what movie it was?
Home Alone 2.
He was in... Yeah, it was Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2, I was going to say.
Do you know
say
why? Because there was a meme floating around the other day, and I was cracking up at that one.
I didn't know. Donald Trump was in a movie, and he has a line, and he says that... He's like, "Where's the lobby?" And he's like, "Just down there, turn right." But somebody's taken the audio and go, "Just down there, grab him by the pussy."
Which is what he does. As the president,
Okay, so did you know that Disney turned down Back to the Future, the original script, because
I did not.
They thought that the mother son relationship was too risque, because he actually does kiss.
Well, to be fair, it is a bit. People tend to not really address that fact.
But he gets up with his mum in the film, so Disney were like, "Nope," and then I think now Disney are like, "Shit."
Well,
bad move.
I think they would change the storyline a little bit. It's like Big. You seen Big with Tom Hanks?
Yeah,
I love that film.
You know, he rumps the woman.
Yeah, when he's like 12.
He's got a big grown up, but she's like takes the bra off, and he's like, and then it goes to the curtain, and then next morning he comes in high five, and everyone, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Every time I watch that film, I kind of go,
I was like, "My kid, turn away! Don't do that."
Did you know that Star Wars originally was called The Star Wars?
No, I did not. You're coming out with the best stuff.
And they chopped off the
good.
Great.
And it's the same with Facebook, actually.
I knew that.
Facebook was originally going to be called The Facebook.
That's in a film called The Social Network.
I love
they
that
tell
film.
You that.
Okay, yeah. Well, fine. I don't know.
It's good.
Okay, but start. Right, so did you know, this is like, talk about age gaps in films.
She's on Facebook Live, but she didn't know that.
Yeah, not that
she's
I...
on. I'm on the Facebook. I'm on the Facebook I'm on Live. The, I'm on the I'm Facebook
on
the, Live.
On the Facebook. Did you know there was a 20-year age gap in Jurassic Park between Sam Neill and Laura Dern? So she was 26, he was 46, but they was like
26.
I know she was 26 in that film.
She looks a lot older.
I know.
Don't she?
I was like, I'm 26. I was like.
Really?
I got some growing up to do.
She
was 26 in Jurassic Park.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, and there was a 20-year age gap between the two.
Yeah, but she likes a sugar daddy. Like that's how society rolls like that, you know. Yeah. And these days, it's even acceptable, because it never used to be. It's even acceptable for the to have a toy boy. Is it older women?
Yeah, that's
woman?
True.
My boyfriend is younger.
There you go then.
But and what's his name that you interviewed? Has he got his woman's slightly older than
Aaron him? Taylor Johnson's wife.
Well, we know why now. Boring.
He's so boring.
Guys, no.
I'm sorry.
No, Aaron. You're not boring.
Sorry, you're not boring.
I hope you win an Oscar. These girls are on your back.
No, I do too. I do too. Don't lump me in with Johanna. She started.
meanwhile, in Indiana Jones, there was only 12 years between Harrison Ford and Sean Connery. So he's supposed to be being his dad, but they were only 12 years older.
Mm. See, well, technically, you can be a dad at 12.
If you were in Big.
Oh, yeah.
If you were Tom Hanks in Big, yeah. Very good.
That's the thing. Did you know that Drive director... Nicholas
Winding Refn.
He failed his driving test 8 times.
Ironically. I'm on the front of
that's
here.
That's hilarious.
Film Drive.
It should have been called Fail. Fail by Nicholas Winding Refn.
The
good film, that Drive,
such a good film.
If you've not seen Drive, guys, check it out.
Oh, it's amazing.
Drive. Mm-hmm. The alien language used in District 9, the film.
Oh, another good film.
It was used by rubbing a pumpkin, and they got that weird...
Really? Oh, yeah. I'm so pleased you just told me that. So
she's making this up.
No, I...
Are you?
Somebody get me a pumpkin.
I did hours of research here. Did you know that the ending of the famous ending in Casablanca, the movie... They had to shoot it on a small soundstage, so the aeroplane that's in the background is a tiny cardboard cutout, and then they hired small people to be the aeroplane workers. So
no, they didn't.
This apparently
don't make stuff up.
I'm not.
Loompa, loompa,
I'm never going to be able to watch that the same again. Yeah. It's ruined.
The Breakfast Club. If you're a fan of those,
obviously
it was supposed
Emilio
to.
Estevez.
Yes. Yeah, John Hughes. Yeah. He'd written and he'd planned for sequels every 10 years to see the gang get back together, but it fell apart because Judd Nelson and John Hughes fell out massively, so that never... But
so that's, it's Judd Nelson's fault then?
It's Judd Nelson's fault. There was never...
Right, well, we blame you then.
Thank you, Judd Nelson. Yeah. When in the original Jurassic Park, you know when the T-Rex is trying to get in the car with the kids?
Yeah.
The kids are genuinely screaming because the animatronic... was supposed to like be like that, and it smashed through. So the actual glass breaking in the film, it wasn't was safety real. Glass, and it wasn't supposed to happen. So when the kids are screaming for their life, it's because the animatronic had bust into the actual thing.
I'm not sure about that one.
Really?
Apparently,
I don't doubt you as your research, but I reckon that might be one of those old. That might be one of those ones. They've
put in there themselves.
There's an amazing amount of things that go wrong, and then they make the cut.
That is very true.
Yes, I know.
So that, I don't know. I don't think it's beyond.
It's not beyond.
It's a great screen, and I always feel when I watch that film when the glass breaks, I'm always like,
oh my god, yeah,
it's just too close to. And of course, obviously, it breaks as well in just to, like two pieces or three pieces, and shatter glass would normally
look, it would
just, shatter. Yeah. Safety glass would shatter, so it makes me think maybe
it's true.
Okay, finally, Steven Spielberg planned to make E.T. 2. And it never happened. And it was going to be called Nocturnal Fears. And it would have been revealed that E.T. was named Zrek and his people were at war with another alien race and they were going to capture and torture Elliot. And it was going to
be like... That sounds absolutely fucking horrendous. I'm so glad that E.T. never happened.
God, that
what
you
the
never
hell?
Made that. Because I tell you what, he would not be where he is today.
No, he wouldn't. We would have ruined everyone's childhood as well.
I know. So
what's E.T. called? Zrek?
Zrek, like Z-R-E-A-K.
That's an awful name.
Zrek. His name's E.T.
Yeah.
Elliot.
E.T. Yeah, with the little red finger. Yeah,
I know.
Well, let's thank the Lord that didn't happen.
That's
our movie facts of the week.
I could do with E.T. 2 now, though. Well, not that version of it. But
yeah, definitely not that one.
Any E.T. 2.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't be offended.
I don't know. I think I might be.
Yeah, possibly.
I don't know.
If it was that version, definitely.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do you want E.T.? Do you want E.T. too? Like, put a little comment and see whether or not. Let's do a vote.
E.T. too.
Right, okay.
That was your
thing. That was my movie. I did a lot of research.
They were
on
amazing.
That was fantastic.
That was.
Movie of the week. Fantastic.
Movie of the week. Yes. Brilliant. So, are we off Facebook Live now? Cool, we're done. We're done. Right, it's the wrap of the show. Thank you so much, Lucy, for coming in.
Thank you for having me again.
I'm going to put my final song on at the moment, which is from one of my favourite teen movies, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh,
good film, that.
Good
it's
film.
A great film.
Really
How amazing
is.
Of a film. And this is the final song to say goodbye to everybody. It's I Want You to Want Me by... Oh, it's just
written. Excellent choice, as usual. Yeah. Well done.
Guys, thank I'm loving you. It. You guys are awesome. Glad to be back. I'm filming next week, so it might be the week after.
Okay, it's Back Row and Chill. Have a good weekend, guys.
I love you to love you.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.